Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about America, the Sacrificial Lamb. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are kicking ass and doing well. Unlike America, that people here come and do whatever the hell they want and they tear it apart. Yes, friends, it sucks that you have all of these people, foreign and domestic. They treat America as a whore and they do things accordingly. Fun times indeed, right? Yes, friends, looky here what happened in this fucking toilet. Yeah, friends, right here is an 11-year-old boy. They killed his adopted father. Why? Who knows? But let's find out.
Susan, 11-year-old Clayton William Deeds, just hours after the clock struck midnight on his 11th birthday, went looking for his Nintendo Switch gaming console, but found the keys to his dad's gun safe with the intention to shoot his father.
Yes, friends, I was flabbergasted. I thought I was gonna be a family of niggers. But no, they're all white, yes. And this little boy supposedly has autism. Yes, did autism kill this guy? I don't know, but suppose it was over a Nintendo Switch in his 11th birthday. Gee, so I guess you become a man at 11 after you kill somebody, right? Yeah, usually to become a man, you fuck a bitch, but... maybe he did fuck a bitch. Who knows? Let's continue.
Now, the new documents revealed that Clayton William Deeds shot 42-year-old Douglas Deeds just hours after he and Clayton's mother sang Clayton a happy birthday. Douglas and his wife actually adopted Clayton in 2018, according to court documents. Those same documents say the mother told police she went to bed shortly after singing happy birthday. Douglas went to bed not too long after. After a short while, she woke up to a bang sound.
Yeah, like it was the kid's birthday and it's supposed to be a happy day. But why the hell did he shoot this dude? Doesn't make no sense over a Nintendo Switch? And supposedly the kid has autism. I don't think autism makes you kill people, or does it? Who knows, man? Maybe there was some child abuse here. Maybe the guy was fucking the little boy. Or who knows? You never know what happens in closed doors, and people are fucking degenerate little fucks. You don't know, because people on the outside, they look like they're cool and all, but once you get them in closed doors, holy fuck, that's when hilarity ensues. Well, let's continue with this shit, right?
She told police she tried waking Douglas up, but there was a substantial amount of blood on his face and was unresponsive.
Yeah, most likely that fool got shot in the face. Fucking A. Yes, everybody in the world think that Americans are fucking violent. Gee, I wonder what gave him that fucking idea, right? Well, let's continue.
Clayton was in the closet next to her, saying, quote, he's dead. When police went to talk to Clayton, troopers noticed a large bruise above his left eye and a cut on his bottom lip.
Yeah, if this kid's face was all bruised up and banged up like that, maybe getting shot was justified. The kid was just, you know, he just handled it the wrong way. If he has autism, I don't think he get these social cues, I should say. But yeah, friends, you never know. You don't know what's going on in closed doors. That guy could probably be molesting that fucking kid, and that guy did look like a big fat blob, so god damn it, I'm sure he did crush the little boy's fucking ass. So, yeah, you know, people do all kinds of shit. That's why I hate when fucking people take advantage of smaller, weaker things, because once upon a time you were a weak, defenseless child, and it's disgusting when people do shit like that. And people like that should be fucking hanged, but first you skin them alive, then hang them. Oh, and remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only, and these are my delusionals, so you shouldn't go around skinning people, even though they deserve it. Right, friends? Fucking A.
Clayton admitted to state police he had a good day with his parents the day before, but when his dad told him to go to bed, he got mad and told troopers, quote, he had someone in mind who he was going to shoot, whom he identified as his father.
Yeah, maybe the part they got admitted is the guy beat the shit out of the kid, and so the kid got a gun and... Booyaka! That's what happens. But who knows, friends? We don't know. We just don't know. Too bad they don't have cameras. They put ring cameras outside. They should put them inside. But uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Right, friends? Well, let's continue.
End quote. The documents say the troopers asked the 11-year-old what he thought would happen when he pulled the trigger. He answered he was just mad, and he hadn't thought about what would happen.
You could probably use that as an excuse, say in the heat of the moment, you killed the guy. Yeah, because the guy might have beat the crap out of the little kid. Who knows, right?
He's now charged with criminal homicide and is being held in the Perry County Prison. We're continuing to follow this story today, and we'll have live reports coming up after 4 p.m. In Duncannon, AJ Sisson, News 8.
Yes, friends, I bet they're going to try this kid as an adult. Yeah, he just turned 11, and he blasted that dude in the face. Yeah, and the little kid wasn't masturbating, so it wasn't a big old fucking wad of cum. It was probably a whole fucking wad of buckshot. Right in the face! Pow! Right in the kisser! Pow! Right in the kisser! Yes, friends, kids do that because they don't fucking think. Look at this clip. You're going to see all these fucking little kids running around. Oh, yes, friends, and there's niggers in this clip, so enjoy. Fuck, you saw that nigger just fucking ate that fucking table? Yeah, you slammed it and booyaka! Fucking, look like he was making out with that table. Yeah, sucks to be you, nigger. Well, maybe you shouldn't be chimping out. Just saying, friends. Oh, fuck niggers. That's all I could say. Yes, friends, this is America right here. America! Yeah, instead of fucking doing good things in school, they're fighting. Why? Why? I could tell you why, because they're stupid niggers. Yes, that's what happens when you start importing all these stupid people. Yes, I know these people were here because of slavery, but fuck. What the hell are you doing? This is your country too, so stop shitting in there. I know you have the color of shit, but doesn't mean you have to be a shitty ass person. Right? Right? Just saying. Well, let's continue. Oh, maybe this is the only way that niggers learn, is by beating the fucking lesson into their fucking brains. Yeah. Maybe this is a lesson. Yeah. Maybe they're studying for a test. Who knows? Fucking nigger ways are fucking insane. So be glad you're a nigger. If you are, my condolences. Unless you're the high bell curved niggers, and you should be a king of the niggers. Just saying. Well, let's continue. Oh, it looks like the teacher was there all along. Why isn't he stopping it? You're a big enough man. You could fucking put your weight around and you could make him stop. Or what? Are you a fucking pussy? Oh, man. You see what happens, white people? Don't let these assholes defang you because then you'll be weak and effeminate like this guy. Just saying. And here's this dude, let's see what he fucking does. Yeah, white people, that's something you gotta stop doing, is let your white guilt affect you. That is bullshit. Yeah, there is no such thing as white guilt or any kind of guilt. Yeah, you didn't do nothing wrong. You're just trying to stop these fucking monkeys from chimping out. And don't fucking feel sorry. You should feel proud, because you have a job. Unlike fucking niggers, all they like to do is cause problems and steal. You know, it's just an observation, but what do I know? I'm fucking retarded. But let's continue. Yeah, I think you need more than two people quelling this fucking rebellion. Yeah, these niggers are chimping out, so yeah, stop being retarded and do what you must do. That's all you gotta do, man. Just saying. New challenger! Dun, 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 dun. Yes, friends, you see what's going on? America's going to hell is because we don't put these stupid retards into their fucking places. Yeah, fuck these people. They're not doing anything good for the government, for fucking nobody. Oh, I guess something good for the government so that they could use these assholes to take our rights away. So yes, friends, this ain't organic. This is just fucking bullshit happening. So yes, our world is turning to shit. But fuck it, we're going this fucking course, so let's continue.
Throw that laptop, girl!
Hey, cops, stop holding back on that fucking niggers. Yeah, you don't want to fucking pull your punches, because if you do, they're going to take advantage of that shit, and they're going to push your shit in. So don't be retarded. Just saying, friends. Oh, so I guess they only need two people to quell this nigger rebellion. Good for you, guys. You did a good job. Let's see what other bullshit happened. Yeah, fucking monkeys throwing their shit all over the fucking place, right? Be careful, friends. These fuckers have pinpoint accuracy. Just saying. Yes, friends, you just gotta accept the facts that America that you know is dead and buried. It's gone. They raped that bitch, they fucking threw her in a fucking ditch, and there you go, man. These are the remains. So what are you gonna do, friends? There's nothing to do right now. We gotta wait until the war starts. And when the war starts, like there is no law, everything is legal, so then you could do what you gotta do. It's gonna be fun, friends. It's gonna become a dark paradise. All you gotta do is just survive the madness, and then you get to repopulate. Doesn't that sound beautiful, friends? Yes, having a fucking family, having a world that's supposed to be awesome, and worthless people, gonzo, the way of the dodo, right? Well, don't do that, or you're gonna be in big doo-doo. Well, friends, I gotta go. I gotta go to work, so you take care of yourself. Goodbye.
What? This is a friend?
Yes.
So this is what you turned Jehovah's Witness for? Bro, and you got my kids on the ground. Bruh, you got my kids on the ground, bro. My daughter's on the ground. Winsor, a grown ass nigga like this. I'm not even mad, bro, but she gotta go, bro. She got DCF problems, she got all types of stuff, bro. This is crazy. This is really crazy. This is crazy, bro. I don't know how you. Well, you know what? That don't even matter, bro. But dude, she got two kids, bro. She like, if you see my daughter's on the ground, bro.
She's not on the ground.
Like, no, seriously, she's on the ground, bro.
On the ground. You know she sleeps on the ground.
Like, this is crazy. Look at my daughter, bro. Look how my daughter is on the ground. Look how my daughter is on the ground. You got that. You got it, bro. You got it. You got it, bro.